Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, the show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2:08 PM. It is the day after. I've got the election hangover going right now. But it's okay. I can't not address the situation that has happened in Texas, in Uvalde, Texas. Remember the news broke yesterday while we were on the air, and I was giving you occasional updates. It got worse as the evening went on. So yesterday was a major day. I mean, the news cycles, the punditry, it was all geared towards election primaries in multiple states, to include right here in Alabama. And yet no one saw it coming. No one saw a tragedy that ranks as one of the worst mass shootings in any school in U.S. history. But truthfully, I have to pause and wonder why we even have a statistic that tracks shootings in schools at all. How does any civilized society have a statistic that tracks shootings in schools? All the more is the question when it comes to elementary schools. Babies, just little ones, still learning to tie their shoes, believing in Santa Claus and watching Paw Patrol in the afternoons when they get home. 19 children died yesterday in a depraved and inexplicable action in their elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and it cast a pall on the whole day. Listen, I remember once when I was in Baghdad, I met an Iraqi man once on the street during a patrol. I asked him how things were, how was his security, what were his thoughts. He proceeded to tell me that for all the difficulties, it was still better for him than having Saddam Hussein and his sociopathic sons Uday and Qusay in charge of their lives. He told me that he knew of a time when Uday Hussein had a tiger taken from the Baghdad Zoo and set it loose in a local restaurant just so he could see what it would do. And of course, he faced no ramifications because he was untouchable. Life meant nothing in Saddam's Iraq. This same regime was known to have gassed whole villages of Iraqi Kurds, their own people. Imagine it. It would be akin to the U.S. government deciding to just gas a whole city in like Nebraska or someplace because they look or sound different. What does it take for a society to become so numb to the taking of life that it just accepts it as a matter of course? Another statistic. It's not about guns, y'all. It's not about politics. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about us as a people. It's a cultural matter. It goes to the very core of who we are, who we say that we are as a people. Do we or do we not believe as a culture in the sanctity of life? Well, I believe the answer to that is still a very firm yes. But too often the actions of those who would deviate from our cultural norms and mores become a mere statistic, and we soon shelve them in favor of the next shiny thing. We forget about it. We move on. We have to get a grip on that. We have to, as a people, as a culture, demand that life be given value, real value, lasting value, like nothing else matters as much as that. All right, before you think, though, that I've settled into some kind of morose funk here, let me tell you that in so many of these tragedies, there have been shining examples of those who not only value life, but of those who will defend it. Like, for instance, Mary Rose Christopik. Her actions during the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting can be described as, you know, totally heroic. Thanks to her, 20 students survived those tragic events. When the first shots rang out, the quick-thinking Mary Rose Christopik moved her class of 20 into a nearby closet, all 20 of them, and barricaded the door. She said, "I did take the children into the closet, and I talked with them to keep them quiet, and I told them that I loved them." She said, "I said there was a bad person in the school. I didn't want them to know that anything past that." Christopik said she held the door tightly closed, even as the gunman reportedly was yelling, "Let me in, let me in." When the police finally came, she refused to open that door. She told them that if they were really the police, they could go find a key, and they finally had to find a key and open it. I'm just telling you. One mother of an 8-year-old student in Christopik's class said that her daughter was safe due to her heroic actions. She said, "My daughter's teacher is my hero." In another tragic event, this one at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado in 1999, Dave Sanders was a computer and business teacher. He was a coach of the girls' basketball and softball teams. His students said that he was a teacher, a friend, a mentor, and an inspiration. When the gunman started firing outside the school, he ran to the cafeteria and sounded the alarm. He, along with two of the school's janitors, helped get more than 100 students out of the path of danger by herding them away from the shooters. He saved untold numbers of lives that day. By the time the gunman arrived, the cafeteria was nearly empty thanks to him. He was in the upstairs hall trying to get more students safely hidden in classrooms when he was shot from behind by one of the shooters, Eric Harris. He was hit in the torso, the head, and the neck. He managed to get himself into a science lab where he bled to death while he was waiting for help. Dave Sanders put himself in harm's way to ensure the safety of those with whom he had been entrusted. You see, these are just two examples of heroes who valued the lives of our kids more than enough to risk putting their own life in harm's way to protect them. I guarantee you we're going to find examples like that out of yesterday's events in Uvalde, Texas. I read those examples that I just read out to you, and there were more than them, and I'm moved by them. And they're just two of many, and the lives they saved are going on now in exponential categories and will have the opportunity to excel and thrive here in America because good people did hard things for the right reasons in the face of evil actions. Stuff like that tells me that while we may have a segment of society that has become desensitized to the value of life and the taking of life, that truly there are a majority who still know right from wrong and who still know the meaning of that inarguable passage of Scripture when Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends." That's in John 15:13. But the fact that good people outnumber the bad does not absolve those of us who are good of the responsibility of preserving that sentiment and ensuring that we never allow ourselves to become so callous, so immature, that we can stand idly by while depravity takes life and wrings it out like a wet rag. Not on our watch. If we're to be the city on a hill, if we're to be the nation that says that life is fundamental and special and that taking life is wrong, then we will have to at all times remain vigilant against the apathy and the angst that wars against life. We will have to be a nation that maintains order, enforces laws, and metes out consequences. You see, life is special. It's precious. And we cannot for a second allow ourselves to become numb to the evil that we saw yesterday. One day soon we can talk about guns and politics and security and schools and all of that stuff. But for today, we grieve. And we stand in respect of those who suffered loss. But tomorrow, when the grieving is done, there needs to be a reckoning for those who have moved some segments of our society into a dangerous and volatile position, a position that has no standards and no values and no appreciation for life. This is our country. This is our culture. This is our house. And this we will defend. So God bless the people of Uvalde, Texas. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.
It is Rob. Thank you for that.
Yep.
God is good, even in hardships, but it's hard to believe that when we're going through it in the moment.
Yeah, it's a something. And, you know, having little ones in the family, you look at it and go, wow. But anyway, God is still on his throne.
Yeah.
So, yep. Am I still on the air right now?
You are.
I am. All right, folks, listen. Right Side Radio. We love you. Solid conservative, just plain right, and with a big heart right now. We'll be right back.